There's a lot going on in the Middle East for pundits and ad men to work with. In a secretive place like North Korea, not so much. Today we're going to look at what we know didn't happen there. Last week, North Korean state media hinted that the Workers' Party of Korea was going to convene a meeting in Pyongyang, possibly today. That wasn't going to be just any meeting, but the most important political gathering in three decades. It was expected that Kim Jong-il's youngest son, named Kim Jong-un, would be given a key party position, putting him in just the right spot to succeed his father. Well, a Japanese news agency, citing unnamed sources, says the meeting did not take place. South Korea's unification ministry, which handles cross-border issues, says the same thing. And South Korea's YTN television quoted a source saying that the meeting had been postponed until early October. Now, the natural question is why the meeting was postponed. North Korea watchers today speculated it was because of flooding caused by a typhoon earlier this month. That storm killed dozens of people. It destroyed roads and railways and thousands of homes. North Korea only confirmed today that the typhoon had actually happened. The thinking is that the damage caused by the typhoon and flooding made it difficult for many party delegates to get to Pyongyang for the meeting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is 68 years old now, but he's believed to have suffered a stroke back in 2008. His health is not great, and he's believed to be very eager to name a successor from his own family to avoid a leadership struggle.